And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined by Maddie Ogle, PR coordinator for the Manhattan Public Library, and Carrie Mills, book sale chair. The book sale is going on next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. It starts again on the 28th for MLA members only. And let's talk a little bit about the Manhattan Library Association and kind of its background and what it represents for the library.
Sure. Well, I'm not a real student of the history of it, but I know it was started in 1900 by 16 women for the purpose of building a library in Manhattan. So it's been around a really long time. And yeah, that is the purpose, is just to help out the library and make sure our community library is strong. Right now, just since the beginning of January, we have 176 members, but that typically increases throughout the year, and especially as we get closer to the book sale, a lot of people purchase memberships. Mm-hmm. On Friday evening of the book sale, we typically sell just 100 memberships right at the door. But it is a great way to support the library by becoming an MLA member. At those programs that Maddie was mentioning, none of those would happen without the funding of the Manhattan Library Association. So yeah, it's definitely an important organization for the community.
Very good. And that, those memberships renew each year, as I understand.
Yes, they renew each year. Some of the other benefits besides the book sale, if you get a membership, is that our members receive quarterly newsletters that have special articles in them about what's been happening around the library. So you really get to see how the funds that are raised from the MLA are being put to use. And so, you know, as my job being within marketing and PR, that's a lot of what we want to do, is we want to make sure the public feels informed about what the library is doing and different things that are going on. And so through even the funds that MLA raises, I'm able to make sure that we have, the right brochures, making sure that our programs are listed correctly, and really just making sure that this community truly feels like it is their library.
Well, and that takes a lot of work, I'm sure, on your part and others. This whole book sale probably doesn't operate without the help of volunteers.
Yes, and I can attest to that if it was just library staff trying to put this on, I don't know that it would actually happen. We're all so busy, and if it weren't for some of our fabulous volunteers, Carrie, an example here, this book sale would not be possible, and those funds that are raised would not even be coming back to us. And I'll let Carrie kind of highlight on some of the volunteers that we have participate in this.
Yeah, we have a lot of great volunteers every year, and obviously we couldn't have the book sale without a large number of volunteers. So definitely the people who put in the most work, we have a group of volunteers who come in almost every day throughout the whole entire year to sort books as they come in and just choose which ones they're going to keep and put in the book sale. And many of those books they also put in Rosie's Corner, which is an area of the library near the Technology Center, if you've never been over there, where we sell books. You can purchase books every day that the library is open. But they spend hours and hours throughout the whole entire year getting ready for the book sale. So I believe this past year they've put in approximately 1,500 hours, and that's probably a low estimate,
yes,
actually.
Yes.
So they put in the majority of the work, and then there's also a group of people who help to organize the book sale, and we probably have over 100 volunteers who just help out with the sale itself. As well, we have several community organizations that help. Flint Hills Job Corps helps us out every year. We have a lot of boxes of heavy books that have to be moved. up into the library auditorium space. So they come and help us out with that every year for as long as I can remember. And then we have Boy Scout Troop number 77. They bring us some large tables that we use every year for the book sale, which makes it a lot easier for people to actually look at the books so they can be up on the tables. So they transport the tables to us and pick them up and help to set them up as well. So those are a few of the major groups that help us, but we have just a lot of individual people helping us out as well.
Had a caller ask if you are accepting donations of books and or CDs, maybe some movies that you can turn around and maybe sell those.
Sure. So we always accept donations. Unfortunately, when it comes to the book sale, we won't actually put any donations we receive into the book sale immediately. They will go downstairs to our Rosie's Corner book sorters, and they will go through those and start pulling either ones that are decent enough to go on the first floor to be sold at Rosie's Corner, or if they will just hold on to them for the next book sale. But we always accept donations. It just is, unfortunately, the donations we get, even if they are this weekend or next, will not go straight up to the book sale.
All right. Well,
so the kids can carry things up and then carry things down. The Job Corps kids you were
yes.
talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
Get them while they're there.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Very good. And you mentioned you get these donations probably throughout the year then, and gently used books, movies, CDs, and people can basically bring those in any time.
Yes. Yeah. At any point, we do ask that if it is more than like 5 boxes, that you go ahead and just give us the phone call so we can make sure that our Rosie's Corner volunteers are ready for that when they come in, because we don't want to surprise them. And so, yeah, we, you know, always accept donations, and I think that that's really neat is the fact that, once again, there's that illustration of that circle that you have people that donate to the library, just giving their books or DVDs, even those vinyls we were talking about. And so you have people that give to the library in that way, and then in return, those are then sold at the sale to then go in that circle again and say, now let's give back to the library programming by you know, supporting this and giving the funds to that. So, super cool.
Yeah, very cool. Kind of like the circle of life.
Yes.
There
for, yeah, yeah.
For the library. And it's great that we have this opportunity. I know a lot of folks really plan ahead for something like this. People like going to a good sale and finding little trinkets for their collections. Maybe you're going to shop a little early, and it's not quite the holiday season, but you can shop now and leave it for later in the year.
Yes.
Just all kinds of great things. Let's go over the hours again for those who plan to shop next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, so the hours are Friday, February 28th from 5:30 to 7:30. That is for MLA members only, but you can purchase memberships from now right up until the night of the sale. You can purchase memberships at the door. You can also come Saturday, the 29th from 10 to 4. And then Sunday, March 1st from 1 to 3:30. And that day, whatever books or items we have left are a special discount. So they're even cheaper than 50 cents or $4 if you come on Sunday.
How often have you guys sold out? Has that ever happened?
We always have a few books left, but yeah, the past several years, we really haven't had a ton of books left by the end of Sunday. People come on Sunday and just bring their boxes and load up full boxes of books yes. and take them out. So it's really a lot of fun to watch. If you've never been out to the book sale, it's fun just to come out, find some books. And also, you always see a lot of community members, and it's really fun to talk to people and talk to the volunteers as well.
I was going to mention that, yeah. You know, it truly is something to just experience if you're curious about the book sale. But I know especially on Sunday, once again, when I think about that first year that I was there, seeing the book carts and just boxes on boxes on boxes of people coming and buying them to go put them to more use. And it just is amazing to see, you know, the amount that is leaving the library, but also at the same time, just recognizing that the money that is raised once again is such a benefit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, it'd be interesting to see just how successful it is. I have a feeling it's going to be another great year for you here. When will you know final numbers on what how much is raised?
We'll actually be able to know hopefully by Sunday evening. If not, it would be Monday. We have Jen, who works at the library, and she is phenomenal with numbers, thankfully, because I am not. And so she'll be able to be there around the clock for the book sale and just keep track of that. And we also accept credit cards and debit cards and things like that. So we'll have Square as an option. So we don't just take cash. It can be cash, check, or card. So that is the nice thing.
Yeah. Well, and let's say I come out here next week and I'm out there and I'm looking for stuff and just can't find anything, but I still want to donate. Can I do that too?
Yes, most definitely. And, you know, we'll have forms out for people that if they choose to, that's on our membership form. But yeah, we would openly accept anything. And I would just say to anyone listening, you know, go spread the word that this is truly everyone's library, and we want everyone to have a library card and to really get use out of all the physical and digital materials. And we hope to see you at the sale.
All right. Again, it's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 28th, 29th, and March 1st. And you'll have details on your Facebook page.
Yes, yes. Follow our Facebook page. We have an event there. And then we'll, of course, be posting it everywhere to the point that you're probably going to be sick of us by the end. But it'll be fun.
All right. We're looking forward to the book sale again next weekend. Maddie Ogle, Carrie Mills, our guests here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll have more in Focus coming up. We're going to talk Polar Plunge in the next segment. Stay tuned. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.